The year was 2015, and Natalia Lafourcade practically swept the Latin Grammys. Song of the Year, Record of the Year, Best Alternative Album and Song. So you'd think, well, follow it up quickly, right? And strike while the iron's hot. Not so much. It's taken 7 years for Natalia Lafourcade to release an album of original material, but it's here now, and it's titled De Todas las Flores.
The timing for this album, it's been like cooking a dish in very, very slow fire.
Cooking for a long time, you know, sometimes it's más sabrosito, you know?
It's good. It really is.
She says these songs are her musical diary from the past 7 years, covering life, death, love gone wrong, and healing.
De todas las flores que sembramos.
The title track, that's actually my favorite one, De todas las flores, of all the flowers. In that song, you sing, of all the flowers that we planted, only a few are still in bloom. Every morning they wonder when you will come and sing to them.
Cuando llegarás para cantarles.
That sounds like a breakup song.
It is a breakup song. It comes from love, desamor. It's like heartbroken. But also, it has a lot to do with that inner garden, which is me, right? So it's a metaphor of this thing that happens when you fall in love with somebody and then you give so much that you forget about your own garden. And now it's like I have to go back to my empty space and build it all again and see what's inside.
Se me va clavando sobre el pecho toda esta melancolía. En este jardín de rosas bugambilias sin tu compañía.
What is it about breakups, though? Because Hasta la Raíz was a breakup album. De Todas las Flores, breakup song. I mean, what is it about breakups with you that sparks musical expression?
I don't know. It happened. I mean, right now I am married and I am very, very happy. But there was a moment I got separated. I was broken inside. I was trying to keep going. That's why I love this metaphor about this huge garden inside myself that has so many different places that I could even forget they exist in there. So that when you go through this inner journey, it's such a deep process and long thing to do. Like you get there and you don't know what you are going to run into.
In Mi Manera de Querer, My Way of Loving, you describe and sing about what kind of lover you are.
Mi manera de querer, hay besos de amor, que si los pruebas hasta en la noche te saben rico.
This one is very light and it's very honest and it's very much my way of thinking about love, because I realized that at the very, very end, you're a human being that it's full of light inside. And when you're able to connect to that inner light, and when you're able to really, really feel that and to really love that inside yourself, then you're able to see that in others. And you're able to realize how that light, it's inside every person you can have in front of you.
Yo te veo como un ser de luz de cabeza a los pies.
But isn't that difficult, loving yourself?
I mean, yes.
There's everything, like forgiving yourself, loving yourself. That seems to be the most difficult first step that most human beings can do before they can do that with anyone else.
Yeah, and when you go through a breakup, it's so hard, right? Because you can get so mad at that person and be like, you did this to me and this happened. And then it's so hard to forgive yourself. It's such a profound process.
Another song that really grabbed my ears was Muerte, Death. And you started by saying, I give thanks to death for showing me how to live.
Le doy gracias a la muerte por enseñarme a vivir.
It sounded, though, I mean, like you were reciting a poem more than you were singing. Why did you approach that song in this way?
When I was at the studio trying to sing the melody of the song, it felt like this one, with its own spirit and soul, was really fighting the melodies. This one was like, please just say the words.
Podría no saber quién soy, mas no caerme me aterra.
And it was very hard. I was like, okay, if I don't sing, then what I do?
So you were fighting yourself not to just sing? Wow.
It seemed everything was good, but my singing, it was horrible.
I don't believe that.
It was so terrible.
I don't believe that.
So I really wanted to tell through this song how much I thank death, that small little death that I had through love and all what happened next, because that let me be so alive and so present and so open to this new moment in my life.
I think a lot of people are going to be surprised pleasantly by that one, by Muerte.
Thank you. That's nice, because I suffer for that one.
Y estrellas me convertí, y el cielo que descubrí hoy me deslumbra de vida.
She's Natalia Lafourcade, and her new album is called De Todas las Flores. Natalia, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the space.
Y adiós mi muerte. Le ofrecí.